U.S. markets closed lower last week after positive economic data and conflicting remarks from the Fed speakers softened expectations for two more rate cuts this year. Economic data showed a surprisingly strong economy but sticky inflation. The final estimate of U.S. GDP was revised higher to 3.8%, up from 3.3%, primarily due to increased consumer spending. Meanwhile, the Fed's preferred inflation metric, the core PCE index, increased to 2.9% in line with estimates, but is still above the 2% target. Looking at the week ahead, focus will be on U.S. jobs data, which comes after the Fed cut rates and cited increased risks to the labor market. However, growing risk of a U.S. government shutdown, should Congress not pass a funding bill before Tuesday, will determine whether the department releases those numbers. Aside from the economic calendar, investors will also look forward to quarterly results from NAC on Tuesday evening. In Europe, CPI is expected to increase to 2.3% on Wednesday, as well as consumer confidence and PMI data also expected this week. In China, PMI data is expected to remain soft and comes ahead of the Golden Week holiday starting on Wednesday. In Australia, the central bank is expected to keep rates unchanged on Tuesday, but forward guidance will be closely watched. Turning to South Africa, consumer confidence retreated in the third quarter, pressured by weaker sentiment among middle-income earners and signaling a potential slowdown in household consumption growth. August PPI surprised to the upside on the back of higher food prices, rising to a one-year high of 2.1% versus expectations of 1.8%. This week, focus shifts to month-end data, with private sector credit extension on Tuesday, as well as PMI and new vehicle sales on Wednesday. On the earnings front, Capitec is set to report first half results on Wednesday. That's it for now. Have a great week.